The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and Jay Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone. Woo!
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Woo! Oh, God! Welcome in to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got JC, we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Wednesday with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. We thank you so much for keeping the conversation going. Brought to you by DraftKings. And Cap, you know, every time we look over our shoulders here at the TVs or see online or check out what's going on in the sports news, the Bears and Justin Fields continue to be part of the headlines. They're not the number one story, Cap, but like maybe, what do you guys say in television? What is it, like the C story? Or the
second block.
Yeah, like right. B block or C block?
Right.
Is that what you guys call it?
It could be, yeah.
Well, here in radio or in our audio space, it's just the next segment.
Right. So, second block, we're going to deal with this Fields kid on that awful Bears team.
It's interesting, though, right?
Right.
Are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing as far as people watching this Bears team continue to lose, but yet they see these eye-popping numbers from Justin Fields? And it's an interesting dichotomy of, yeah, that Bears team's not worth talking about because they aren't good yet, but that Justin Fields is putting up numbers. It's interesting how that works, huh?
Look, I've believed since the night that draft went down, we got our guy. It's going to take time. He has very little to throw to, very little, not nothing. Mm-hmm. Cole Kmet's gotten better. Mooney's a number three on a good team. He doesn't have anybody that protects his backside up there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take time. I don't want to see this kid get injured. I think he's been much smarter at getting out of bounds, at sliding, at limiting the number of hits he takes. But if the season ended today and the Bears were 3-14 and they're picking number three,
sure,
game on. Let's go. Because
mm-hmm.
I know I got my guy at quarterback. I know we do. That's how strongly I believe.
You're getting closer to that 3-14 mark because another injury took place yesterday for the Bears.
Khalil Herbert is done probably for the year, certainly for at least the next month as he was IR, and there's no reason to bring him back. None whatsoever.
Poles reads the story and sees it come across like, oh, Khalil Herbert, oh, he's hurt. Great. I mean, that's a shame.
That's just awful. I told you, I truly believe, like after they should have lost to the Texans, they won.
Sure.
A couple tipped interceptions, whatever. He came home and went to his wife. What are we having for dinner? Honey, you won today. Yeah. It's not in the plans.
Yes.
I'm trying to get the top pick.
Mm-hmm.
Then I could trade it for a lot.
Yeah. The more talent, more raw talent that you take off of this football team, the closer you'll get to what you want.
They're picking sixth right now.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me the sixth pick, I think it was 20. Shay will remember the year, 2020,
mm-hmm.
2021. The sixth pick, the Miami Dolphins select. Jaylen Waddle, Tom's kid.
Mm-hmm. No.
He's not?
No, he's not. No. There's a Hugh problem there in that regard, but go ahead.
Hugh as in H-U-E.
not Hugh Hefner, of course. That's
correct.
Not what I meant. Yes.
Correct.
2021 draft.
I want our Jalen Waddle.
Mm-hmm.
Then I want to go trade for our Tyreek Hill or A.J. Brown or whoever that is. Armstead is grading out as one of the best left tackles in the NFL. They spent money in free agency and went and got the best guy. Like, that's the next step of this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I keep hearing people. Guy walked up to me at the gym yesterday. He's like, dude, we should be at worst 5-5 and maybe like 7-3. We could have won this game. It could have. Stop. No.
But you,
you are what your record says you are.
It is true. But you know how a fan feels, Cap. Like, we can't move the goalposts in these conversations when people have been ingrained to be able to root for a team and root for victories. When you come together as a, with family and friends, when you go to a local bar, when you are in your man cave, you invest time that hoping that your team wins. You know, some don't see that bigger picture like you and I see it. I'm not, and by the way, I'm not dissing our audience. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that there are some that get ready for Bears Sunday because they want to see the team win. Okay. But, and that's know that, hey, don't worry about it. Like, you will lose. You have a losing season this year, but next year, next couple of years, you should see winning. And hopefully, it won't be a one off this time.
Okay. If you go back to the 1997 NFL draft, was it 97? I think it was 98. It was the 98 draft. The 1998 NFL draft, the Bears were 4-12 that year. They won two of their last three. Why? I have no idea. They beat a crappy Bills team and an awful Rams team.
Mm-hmm.
I think they started Rick Meyer. If you have to look at the box. Why would you not start a vendor from Section 329 and make sure you lose? Because you know who went number one in that draft?
Mm.
Peyton frickin' Manning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So instead, we want the cap. It's about wins and developing a culture of winning. Stop with that nonsense. That's just dumb. Most of the guys on this roster aren't going to be here.
That is true.
They're going to overturn the roster again. So I don't care that some guy that's going to be an accountant in 2 weeks is going to have, oh, my God, he got exposure to a win. Whatever.
Right.
Stop. Peyton Manning, now, if we had the number one pick, we might have taken Ryan Leaf. That's the way we do things.
Well, that's the Bears. Like again, what's obvious to us is not obvious to Hallis Hall. When you put that bear cap on, it might have been a dunce cap. A dunce cap. Hey, I got a Bears cap on. You're a dunce.
Right.
Because you don't know what you're doing.
Hi, what's your name? Bill Polian or Vince Lombardi. Think any of the Bill Belichick. Oh, they're here. We got the smart guys. And they miss again because they put the Bears hat on.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
And again, the hope is that with this regime, they get it. And I think that Poles is, he's got a path, and they're going to go down that path, and hopefully it's a successful path for the Bears. So, like, I think, as you said, today they'd be sixth in the draft, right?
Correct.
In the first round. Okay, you'll be able to get quality there. See, I don't worry about it when it comes to positioning in the draft because 1-10, you should be able to fill out whatever need that you have. And in the top 10 of the draft, you should be able to find it. Now, will it work? I don't know. But I just know that there's holes all over this roster on this depth chart that the Bears have to fill. And hopefully they'll find their guy. If it's, you can say, well, I like for them to be in the top three. Are the Bears going to do the right thing and find a quality difference-making 10-year player in the top three of the draft? That's the hope. But nothing's guaranteed.
Now, there are draft classes, like 1998, I mentioned to you, but there are draft classes where you look, you go, anyone in the top 10 didn't work. Or there are years where there's five Hall of Famers in the top 10.
Yeah.
You got to find a way to not screw that up. That's why Ryan Pace works for Atlanta now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he left some good players here. I told you this yesterday. I heard was listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Eat your heart out about the chin-up, Sylvie. He was firing on me yesterday because I did a bunch of chin-ups and I had it on a video. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he has to fire on me.
Of course.
I heard him talk about, do we owe an apology to Ryan Pace? He and Danny had cooked that up in their meeting.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't owe him an apology. He missed on three of four top 10 picks. You can also say, hey, thank you, Ryan. You looks like you hit on the quarterback. Of the top 10 Bears right now, other than maybe Brisker, maybe, all of them are pace guys. But there's also a whole bunch of holes on the roster because Ryan didn't do a good enough job.
That's absolutely
Both
right.
things can be true.
This is why the Bears are in this position now, and this is why Pace is in Atlanta.
Correct.
Is because of the ineptitude in that position to try to really hit on the top of the draft. I mean, he was good with the middle to the bottom of the draft as far as his selections. But the top, where you need to have your most quality, supposed to be the best players, he whiffed on a lot. And this is why the topic even came up about, should we owe Ryan Pace an apology for Justin Fields? Well, no.
You could say thanks. I'm glad you hit on that one.
Well, no. He doesn't get enough. He doesn't get thanks. No. Let's see the young man develop before we give him thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty confident we've got our guy. So I'm cool saying, great job. Awesome pick. Excellent job to trade up and get him.
Half a cookie.
But you also missed on Kevin White, missed on Mitch Trubisky, missed on Leonard Floyd, missed on Adam Shaheen. Like, there's a bunch of dudes that it didn't work out. That's why he works for Atlanta. But he also deserves his flowers for Darnell Mooney in the fifth round, Khalil Herbert in the fifth or sixth round. There were some good picks. Who was the linebacker that plays, I think he's still in Vegas, that you loved? That guy was a third round pick. Kwiatkowski.
Jake Marisnyk.
No, that was a baseball guy.
Oh, beg your pardon.
Yeah, for the cup. Kwiatkowski in the third. Excellent pick.
Mm-hmm.
He had Cody Whitehair in the second. Excellent pick. Tevin Jenkins looks like he's going to be a nice player.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Jackson in the fourth round. Like, those are good picks. There weren't enough of them. That 97 draft, Peyton Manning went one. Ryan Leaf two. Andre Wadsworth three. Bust. Charles Woodson, Hall of Famer, four. There were four Hall of Famers in the first round. Alan Faneca went 26th, and Randy Moss went 21st. So there weren't like, oh my God, there's very good chance the way we drafted that we would have passed on Peyton Manning and taken Ryan Leaf.
Yes.
Definite possibility.
And say we want our David Terrell back so we don't get Woodson. We'll go back to Michigan again, the Michigan well.
Yep.
And get maybe Woodson.
Or we could have taken Andre Wadsworth, third overall, from Florida State. Florida State.
Yep.
We took Curtis Enos, bust. I mean, there's a lot of busts in that list.
You never know. But I'm hoping that the Bears are able to find the guy that they want. And so this is an interesting time, Cap, where many are turning a blind eye to the one-loss record and just watching the talent and watching Justin Fields because he's the number one player on this team. As a matter of fact, I can make the case that he was the best player on the field for the Bears and Lions game we saw on Sunday, the best player that we saw on the field, even in a losing effort for the Bears. So this is a bad football team, and it's going to be, again, upside down as far as one loss record is concerned. So even though the Bears are losing, you can find the fun in it by watching the development of Justin Fields. So Cap and I want to ask you this question. And Shay, let's open the phone lines here. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. We want you to rank your excitement level to watch the Bears each week. I mean, are you still locked in? They'll play Atlanta coming up on Sunday. Rank your excitement level 1 to 5 as far as your excitement to watch the Bears and the development of this team each week. Has a bad team ever been this fun for you? Cubs fans know this. Sox fans know this. Bears, Bulls, Hawks fans know this. When you have a team that's not going in the right direction, but you see the glimmers of hope as far as players, development.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know it's going to be bad, but you say, boy, in a couple of years, this is going to be fun. You and I have both lived through that as a Cub fan, as a White Sox fan, what that looks like.
Right. By the way, Chase Claypool, did he play the other day?
He was on the field.
The hell is going on there?
Well, you know what?
He got less run in game two.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see. Maybe he gets Atlanta. Maybe that turns around. We'll see.
I thought he was supposed to be a number one receiver. Well, that's what our callers told us.
Well, let's get your phone calls in here. Rank your excitement level to watch the Bears each week. Again, has a bad team ever been this fun for you? Give us that team if you have it. Cap and I have our list. We want your list as well. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Cap and Jay Hood.
is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Morning, 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Glad to have you in today on this Wednesday. Is the weather good enough for you? I know you're not happy with the snow yesterday. Is this good enough?
It's whatever. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm going on vacation Sunday. I can't wait.
Okay. I mean, that makes two of us.
By the way.
Go ahead.
The evening show.
Black and Abdallah.
Yes. Two dudes from Libertyville.
6 to 8.
Yes. Correct. Get them every weeknight, 6 to 8, if we do not have a game conflict. Apparently, they think that it is like an issue that we don't have Jack Sanborn on. He's going to be on with the afternoon show. Hey, we're all teammates here, Chris and Adam. And if that is a good interview for the Waddle and Sylvie show, we are all in that Jack Sanborn should be on the Waddle and Sylvie show. We love Jack Sanborn. We'll get him on at some point.
Oh, was that an issue? I didn't hear.
Apparently they thought that it was an issue.
Oh, no, not for me. I'm happy. Right. I'm happy that his voice will be on this air, and it's a long season.
Yeah.
It's a long off season. It's going to be a long training camp. I'm just happy that we might have someone that could be someone. And Jack Sanborn.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm not worried about the interview as much as Jack Sanborn. I'm not worried about the interview as much as it is that he could be something for the Bears.
Correct.
And it'll be a great story.
Correct.
So that's where I am. But others might be someplace else.
Correct.
So I just like for him to be a guy. And Olin Krutz and Tom Thayer's number, that'd be pretty cool.
Get it done.
Number 57.
So have a good interview.
So I'm really looking forward to that. Jack Sanborn. Oh, the All-American. 312-332.
Local boy.
Oh, local boy.
Big Ten, Wisconsin.
Lake Zurich. I want him to succeed, and I want some of these young Bears to succeed. Not just the draft picks, but the Jack Sanborn story be really interesting.
Big time.
Hopefully the young players will develop on this football team. And still to come, we'll hear from Ryan Poles, the general manager for the Chicago Bears. But we're asking the question to you, rank your excitement level to watch the Bears each week. Has a bad team ever been this fun for you? As we go to the phone lines to talk to you, we say hello to Johnny in Buffalo Grove, leads us off on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Johnny.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop. What's up, Johnny?
God, I always wanted to do that. I'm so glad I got my chance.
You're the man.
just real quick, my excitement level is definitely a 5 because I knew what this season was, and anything that Justin Fields does positively and Jack Sanborn and anybody that stands out is a positive because I knew what this was about. But Cap, I got one question for you with this whole high draft pick and all the people that want a top 3 draft pick. I understand where you're coming from, but if the Houston and Jacksonville and Detroit always seem to be picking at the top 5, and where you get like Pittsburgh throughout the years and Baltimore throughout the years, they're always picking at the back end, and it doesn't seem to really help out Detroit or Jacksonville that much. Your thoughts?
Okay, and that's a very astute, lucid, well thought out objection. Overruled. Because I look at teams like what Philly did. Philly's picking in the top, what, 7 right now?
Mm-hmm.
Top 5. Philly. Because they make astute trades. They add to their cachet of picks. They trade up. They trade back. They do whatever to keep adding talent. Look at Miami. Miami keeps adding talent. They find a way to make a trade. They get Tua in there. They get Jalen Waddle in there. So there are bad organizations, Cleveland and Houston. We got a dude doing push-ups out on State Street.
It's our guy. He's been away for a while.
I believe that Ryan Poles is an intelligent executive. Everyone I've asked who knows the guy or has observed him through his career said, you guys got a winner. That guy will get it done.
My excitement level for the Bears right now is at a 4.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to bubble over to be in a 5, especially if we see more from Justin Fields and more of diversity in his game, meaning that more touches for Cole Kmet, trying to get Claypool in the mix, get Mooney in the mix, along with his running game. My excitement is a 4, and also I want to see the young guys in the secondary be able to develop too. We cannot turn a blind eye to this bad defense. Brisker and Gordon are learning on the job too against some of the big-time wide receivers. They couldn't get it done, Shea, against Clayton and Duper. Oh, I'm sorry, Waddle and Hill.
Exactly.
For Miami.
Okay.
So,
but at the end, if the season ends and the Bears win one more game,
mm-hmm.
and they end up, what would that be, 4-13?
Sure.
They pick in the top 5, but Justin's healthy, and you go, we got our guy. We got our guy. Now it's on us, front office,
yes,
to surround him with Teron Armstead or Orlando Brown, or whoever the flavor of the month is, top left tackle on the market. I mean, a really good player.
Yeah.
Boom. You're going there. And, oh, we were able to draft our Jamar Chase or whoever that is. And then in free agency, hey, there's a really good guard. Let's play him there. Oh, there's a really good secondary tight end. Let's get him there. Hey, we need to get a 3 technique, and we need to get an edge.
Sure.
Wow. Look at the Bears. That's how you build a team.
Shay, I have a question for you in a moment, but first let me go to Jimmy and Burbank on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Jimmy.
James, what's up?
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop. What's up, Jimmy?
I also wanted to do that, and I was scared when the first guy did. But I wasn't to get my chance.
You're the best.
Cut, Jim.
My excitement is also a 5, and I completely agree with Cap. As long as we can get out of these games with no injuries to Uno, double ones, 57, all of our guys that keep developing, and, you know, 31-30, but we have this excitement brewing, that's going to make guys say, you know what, I want to play there with that guy. And with all the money we got in the draft capital, that's exactly what we need. And the difference from the previous caller, the difference with Detroit, Jacksonville, and Baltimore is people like Ozzie Newsome and stuff like that, that they can figure out, oh, yeah, we need this guy, you know, Lamar Jackson with the 30th overall pick. And you know what I mean? Like, so these guys that are picking in the 30s, they actually know what they're doing, and they build off of that. Instead of just grabbing one guy and sticking with it. So that's what I wanted to say.
Jimmy, we appreciate the phone call. Shay, let me ask you this question, because you watch the Lions very closely because they're in the NFC North. And so my whole thought as a sports fan for years is you have to have a mission statement. I need to know who you are. It's kind of like marketing, right? In 5 words, I need to be able. You need to describe who you are as a franchise, as a business. And so the previous caller talked about, well, the Lions have always stockpiled top draft picks, even going back to the Millen administration, all those wide receivers he stacked up, right? And so, but the whole thing with the Lions in particular is I never knew who they were supposed to be. There's a Hitz principle here for the Bears, but it doesn't really say who they are yet. So how would you describe what Detroit has been, right? I mean, say for the 15 years you've been watching, can you describe, like, what they're trying to be?
Losers.
What are they trying to be, a loser?
Well, no.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, my argument, because people always say, well, the worst organizations pick in the top 5 every year. They do that for a reason. Good organizations aren't picking in the top 5 every year. What good organizations do differently is they don't employ, frankly, bums. Mm-hmm. Good organizations find the right guy and keep that guy around. And you don't get bonus points if you keep a bad person around, like Millen. It took too long to fire him. You don't get bonus points if you keep a bum around so you can find out if they're good.
Can we not call them bums? They earn their way to that level. They're not bums. They just did a bad job.
Cap, honestly, who cares? I mean, I'm just a guy talking on the radio. Fans would agree. They would, if a guy on the street's calling Matt Millen in Detroit a bum. I mean, that is what it is.
It goes back. That term is as old as the hills as far as fans in sports. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that guy's a bum.
Big deal.
They've been saying it for years.
We'll agree to disagree.
What? You haven't heard a fan?
Oh, I didn't say I hadn't heard it. I just, we're better than that. I go to.
I actually don't think I am better than that. I actually think I'm firmly cemented in calling bad guys bums. If you're bad at your job and you get, I don't care how you got there, you do a terrible job at it, you're a bum. That's fine by me.
What is Bears football? That's the thing, because I'm excited about the future, but I need to know, like, who are you as a franchise?
They have no way of knowing that yet.
Mm-hmm.
They just know they've got their quarterback. Got a quarterback. A couple other pieces.
And then we'll see, right? It's more than the hits principle. That's internal.
I was talking to Ozzie Guillen about this at TV one day.
Yep.
And he said, it's real easy to sit in the office, get the whiteboard with the magnetic nameplates, and put all the guys up there. Chris Sale, trade him to Boston and get a bunch. Trade this guy to the Cubs. Trade that. He said, if you're decent at your job, you're going to get the best prospects in return. Then it's your job to win with them and to develop them. It's real easy to trade Khalil Mack. Go, we'll take all the dead cap hit this year. Here's a second and a sixth or whatever they got. We'll trade Robert Quinn, get this. We'll trade this guy and get that. That's real easy to do.
Yes.
It's not easy then to figure out, how am I getting my Tyreek Hill? How am I getting that guy? Everyone wants to sign that dude. Why is he coming with us? Oh, God, he costs more money than I thought. Now I don't have money to do that.
Yeah.
That's the tough stuff.
The real work is in free agency and in the draft. You can get rid of payroll. You can shed payroll. You can get rid of guys. Now what do you do from there? So, Cap and I want you to rank your excitement level to watch the Bears each week, even though you know how it's going to go. Has a bad team ever been this fun for you as well? Cap and I have a number of those names, including some thoughts about the Cubs and White Sox. We got some teams that we were like, they're not very good, but they're going to be interesting, right?
Right.
So we'll get some of those as well. And still to come, you'll hear from Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Chicago Bears. Cap and Jay Hood, mornings 7 to 10.
Cap and Jay Hood, mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Great point you just made.
I was due for one. Captain Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here
on
ESPN.
Not to be shared with the class yet.
ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. By the way, check out our teammate, Carmen DeFalco. Whiskey U is tonight at the Sovereign Tap in Plainfield, 6:30 to 8:30, featuring Calumet Farm Kentucky Bourbon.
That guy, he is.
That sounds good.
He's at a different level about that stuff.
Oh, man.
Like, I was looking at my collection of bourbons, many that I've bought because I've asked Carm, is that a good one to get? Okay, I'll buy it. Like, you know, I got a nice bottle of Blanton's. I got a little Pappy Van Winkle. Like, I've got some good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at them last night because my wife's going to be out of town on my birthday Saturday.
Yes.
So we celebrated last night. So I had a little bourbon.
Yep.
Had some wine. It was nice. There was no game I had to watch. Didn't watch any sports last night. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Had a nice, relaxing evening. But, like, Carm could literally take a bottle. I'll just grab the one that's right here. Keeper's Heart Irish Bourbon. Okay, I would taste it and go, yeah, I enjoyed that. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Carm will go, do you have the notes of the golden apple in there with a small bit of cinnamon and a little bit of honey? And then do you feel the little bit of lilac aroma that comes. I'm like, what?
I dated lilac aroma in college.
Yeah, like,
not bad.
Like, I don't know how he does that.
Yeah.
And then he'll tell you, and it was aged in a barrel from 1627 that
very
came
good.
Over on a ship from South America.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. He's good that way.
He's ridiculous.
I've been to a Whiskey U, and it's a great time. Again, tonight, Sovereign.
And dress properly next time.
In Plainfield, 6:30 to 8:30, featuring Calumet Farm Kentucky Bourbon. All right, 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. As we talk to you about the Bears, just rank your excitement level of the Bears each week, knowing where the Bears are going. And has a bad team ever been this fun for you? So give us one of those Cubs teams, Caps, where you said, yeah, this team isn't very good, but at one point they're going to make the playoffs and maybe go on a run.
2014. 100%. The other diehards at this station who are Cubs fans, Danny, Sylvie for sure. I wasn't here in 2014. I got here in 2015, but I got to think. Sylvie, text me if you're up listening. In 2014, you had to feel like, okay, I know we're 73-89. There's something coming. There's something coming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I thought 97 wins in 2015, but if you're a diehard Cub fan, you had to look and go, Rizzo and Starlin Castro. Chris Bryant's tearing up the minors. We've got a chance here. Jake Arrieta's been acquired. Kyle Hendricks is a really nice prospect in the system that people are really high on. Like, I know for me, I don't want to speak for Sylvie, but for me, the Cub fan, 2014, I knew something was coming. You knew the day that Theo got hired just because he was Theo. You told everyone.
And I'm an American League fan and watched the White Sox get bludgeoned by the Red Sox and watched how good that team was. That was a nothing franchise with not a lot of recent history before he came in there and won World Series championships. And then he went to the Cubs, and I said, the mood's about to change over there, Clark and Addison. No, he can't win. No one can win. If Dallas Green can't win there, if Sam Zell can't win there, no. This is different, pal.
Yeah.
So, like, this guy is a wheeler and dealer.
Real deal.
Of course, I think maybe it's just the easy reach for me, Cap, but just the first thing off the top of my head is the Bulls. And just watching those, like, kind of like underachieving Stan Albeck, early Doug Collins
you're going
teams.
Just Phil Jackson, Doug Collins runs.
Yeah, where you just like, it's Michael, but you just didn't know when they're going to break through, right? Because for me, Michael Jordan in the early years is kind of like Walter Payton in the early years with the Bears. Like, a shining star on a team that can't win. Walter was there by himself, and all of a sudden you saw the development in the early 80s and then, of course, the 85 championship. Mm-hmm. Same thing for me with the Bulls. Those Westhead lockery teams where you saw Jordan and then you start to see the team develop when Jerry Krause really got a hold of it, they were bad to watch. But first of all, it was easy to get those tickets back then as a kid, 83, 84.
I was a vendor there.
Yeah, nobody.
You had your own personal fan.
Yeah, it's great.
My brother and I would go okay, I'll take care of that one dude. There was like 900 people there.
You're at the barbershop, and then someone says, hey, I got two tickets to see the Bulls tonight. You want to see them? Like, yeah. Yeah, I'll check them out. Absolutely. You got two free tickets? Yeah, I'm going to the stadium. Absolutely.
Remember Sport Mart?
Yes.
Sport Mart in Morton Grove used to give out tickets. I used to go there. My dad would get free tickets there.
Yes.
Yes. Boys, you guys want to go? I got tickets for that, and I remember, do you remember a game, he gave us, my brother and I, Bears tickets, and people wanted to leave at the end of the game because they had looked like they were losing, and then somehow there was a fumble. They were playing the Chiefs. You can look it up. Greg Latta, number 88, caught a 50-yard touchdown to win the game at the end. Those were free tickets from Sport Mart.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great. You might, as a vendor, and I was a little kid, you might have served me and my dad a nice beer probably back then.
Well, Bob, not you.
Oh, I had some, too. They weren't checking back then. I was like, hey, there's a guy, there's a short guy. He's got an afro. He looks 18. Here you go, kid. You probably gave me one.
Sidebar, may I approach?
Brought to you by Aiken Law.
$3,126 million for the great Howard Aiken. Put that lawyer in your phone.
Sign my ball.
Do you know that I was vending one day at Wrigley, selling beer, and there's this section of probably 50 guys. It's a bachelor party. They have the whole section. One guy comes up to me. He gives me, back then, that was a lot of money. This is like 83, 4. Gives me two $100 bills. Okay, that's for you. I want you to only take care of us. Just keep getting cases and just keep bringing them. And I must have made $1,000 off that guy in tips alone that day.
And his name was?
Jonathan Brandmeier.
That's very good.
How funny is that?
I was in that section, too. I was the guy in the afro. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Gary, Indiana. Here's Ron on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, fellas. Love listening to you guys.
Thank you. We love you.
I would want to rate my excitement level right now, to be honest, at about a 2, fellas.
All right.
I'm going to be honest.
Why? Tell us why.
I enjoy watching, but I don't expect much, to be honest. It's like we could be doing great, but somewhere in the second half, I start getting that little feeling in the pit of my stomach saying, all right, when are they going to blow it? Because we're going to.
But you knew that going into this season. You didn't truly, Ron, you're a smart man. You did not have any delusions of grandeur this season, did you?
None whatsoever.
And you found your quarterback.
Yeah, but what kills me is that it speaks volumes to the culture of the organization and the way we've been treated as fans when we become so numb to losing that we find some sort of happiness in it.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Cap, I mentioned this earlier. There are some fans that just want to see the Bears win no matter what because of the emotional and financial interest that they have in the team. But, Ron, what we're saying is that, hey, it's for me, it sucks for them to lose. I don't want to see them at 3-7. But the thing is that hopefully the payment for the 3-7 will come in the next couple of years as far as being a perennial playoff team. That's the hope.
So for me, having watched as much as you, it feels different. It just does.
Because of Justin Fields.
Yeah, like when we were running John Shoup offenses out there and it just looked awful, I felt like we had no chance.
It looked like that the first five games of the season, though. What was the difference in Shoup and what we saw right up to the Washington game?
Because in those teams with Shoup, they actually thought they could have a decent team. Like, I knew going in, I've been telling you, since we started discussing it after the schedule last year when Poles got hired, 4-13, 5-12. And I settled on 5-12.
Yeah.
And I still can't believe there are people out there that bet they would go over 6.5. That still mystifies me how they saw that team and went, yeah, we'll go over.
Well, they did. I think a lot of people didn't know that the Bears would unplug this thing. They didn't. I don't. Who told you that Roquan Smith was going to get traded? Who told you that they were going to make those moves in season to move those guys?
But even if they were still here, I bet them going under.
I think that if you kept the defense intact, it increases the chances for them to get to the quarterback. They might lose some games. They also could win some games too. What they did was the right deal for them. Unplug the team. Get rid of the talent so it increases your chances to get a high draft pick.
Yes.
Because with Roquan Smith or with Robert Quinn,
they were still losing.
Yeah.
Roquan played in the Dallas game.
Yeah.
We gave up 49 points.
Yes. Bad secondary. Or young secondary.
Yeah, or any NFL quarterback that you give that much time to stand back there, pat the ball. Don't pat the ball. That's what they say. Well, I got that much time. I'm going to.
Can you guys answer this question for me?
Sure, Ron.
Okay. We make a big deal out of our personnel and everything, and I understand that. But why is it we don't focus as much on the coaching? Because when Lovie Smith was here, we had decent personnel and everything. Ever since Lovie left, we've had these experimental coaches. Where is our Sean McVay? Why don't we have Sean Payton? Didn't we get a chance to get Bill Cowher?
No, Bill Cowher has never come back to the league after he retired. He said he would never coach again.
Well, you heard what I said at the time of the hire, Cap, at the beginning.
He was a interim hire, basically. Cody said he won't make it to Arlington Heights.
Just saying.
I like the guy. I do. I've actually...
Oh, it's fine.
It's grown on me.
It's fine.
When we hired him, I'm like, whatever. Vanilla hire.
Right.
But I actually like him.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, what can I say about him and this team when he don't have a lot of talent on it?
It's not the chuckle hut, as Tommy calls it, at the press conferences. But I actually think the guy is a competent, honest NFL football coach. And he demands that you play a certain way.
You know what? That's fair. Let's see what it looks like with talent. That's all. We'll see what he can do with that.
Yeah.
312-332-3776, our phone number. Ryan Poles on the state of the Bears. You'll hear from him next on Cap and J-Hood.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Shot or no shot coming up at 8 o'clock.
I love messing with people when they walk by.
Here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. As promised, Ryan Poles, the general manager for the Chicago Bears, was on The Season with Peter Schrager. That's the podcast. Poles had a number of things to say, including we got to get to the top first, Cap. Do you take extra pride in seeing undrafted players like Jack Sanborn?
I think you know, as an undrafted free agent, to see those guys kind of rise up and get opportunities and take advantage of them is one of the more exciting things that we get to do as a general manager, because as you go through the draft and you're evaluating, you're really honing in on just a couple traits. You know, I knew Sam Bourne's very instinctual player. So you bring him in your building and you watch him develop, and then he gets an opportunity. That's why, like, over the last few years, I've learned not to freak out from, you know, injuries or trades, because sometimes behind the door, there's some really cool things that happen and guys develop. And Jack's on his way, man. I mean, that last game, he was everywhere. Two sacks, double digit tackles, should have had an interception.
Should have had the pick. We won't talk about it. The league is very sensitive. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
So I love seeing, you know, those things and those guys stand out. So I'm pumped for him and the direction he's going.
How about that?
How about that?
Good stuff he's saying about Jack Sanborn.
That's right.
It's really good stuff.
Yep, and he'll be on with Waddle and Sylvie, I believe. Is it tomorrow? I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
But stand by. We'll get the confirmation.
You'll hear more from Ryan Poles coming up at 8:30 here on Cap and J Hood. And the question that's going to be asked is, can you appreciate progress that Fields is showing despite the loss against the Lions? You'll hear from Ryan coming up at 8:30 right here on ESPN 1000 to answer that question. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We go back to the phone lines, and we say hello to Joey G in Melrose Park.
Our guy!
And now, here's Jay Hood.
Well, thank you, Joey, very much.
How was that? I'm trying to practice for next week.
It sounds good. Yeah, turn your radio down, though.
Yeah, turn that radio down,
Joey. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm half deaf in one ear and blind in another eye. So.
That's right. Wow.
That's right.
Okay, so the excitement level for me has to do with Justin's play and Justin's airtime on all these other sports stations. He's mentioned quite a bit. So it's a three for me. And
a three?
Three, Cap.
God, I'm like a 6.5, 7.
He says three. Wait a minute. Space, what's your excitement level?
Cap, Hoodie, you agitate me. That's my Joey G impression. What's up, guys? How y'all feeling?
Good, man. Space, say hello to Joey G.
Joey G, what's up, man?
Chase, what's going on? Every time I hear you, I think of a credit card.
No, this is not Chase. This is Space.
Oh, Space. Honor, nice meeting you.
Get it right, Joey G. You agitate me.
I agitate you.
At times, you said a three, man. It's supposed to be like a 6, 7, man, 7, 8. And the reason being, it's for a few things, man. You got to, right now, I think of the Bears like I think of college. You know, it's all about recruiting. What do we have next? Who's the next? Jack Sanborn. Jack. You got to think about recruiting. What do we have as a team? You know, can our left tackle be Braxton? Can he be the guy of the future? Or do we need to get someone else? You know, it's more than just Justin. We got to think about the team coming up.
Right. Well, what do you think of that, Joey G? Right? Does that...
Well, wait a minute. The question was, what's our excitement level on watching Justin Fields? Mm-hmm. Isn't that the question?
No, your excitement level of the Bears each week.
Oh, the Bears each week. You know, okay, all right, Space. Let's knock it down to a four. because there's no talent. But listen, we have to keep them safe, healthy. And the question that I have for my guy and my son is, will the other teams look at the last 2 minutes of the Detroit game and see how they kept him pocketed up?
What about that, Space? How about the pocketing up of Justin Fields with 2 minutes left?
Take that.
Well, son, I
oh,
believe...
No. Hoodie's my son. I'm father.
I believe you're right about that. We definitely have to keep him in the pocket. Mm-hmm. We gotta figure out can he really throw from the pocket? And I think he can. You know, when we get some potential out there at the receiver position, let Cole Kmet continue to develop, he will be able to and get some protection. I believe he can throw from the pocket. That's what he did all the time at Ohio State. So, you know, you just got to put some weapons and some key people around him, which I believe we'll do next year.
Chase, listen to me. The question was, will the other teams look at the last 2 minutes of the Lions' defense that kept Justin pocketed up and he couldn't
make a play? That's not a term. Damn it.
That's not a turn.
All right, we got to go.
Hemden is what Joey's looking for.
You guys have a great day. We love both of you.
That's good stuff.
That was really good
stuff. Thank you, Space.
Love meeting you, pal.
There you go.
I love you.
You too. You too, Joey G.
There you go.
All right, pal. Take care.
Camp,
buddy.
Yep.
Camp, in case I pass away, have a good vacation.
All right, you're the best. You're not going anywhere.
He's gonna die.
He's flabbergasted.
Shot or no shot in 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports.